Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my dear friends. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, folks, there's nothing quite like a nice, friendly, good-spirited, you know, peace-on-earth holiday to bring out the devil in some folks. And we might from there talk about the crazies who attack store clerks for telling them they're going to close their stores and junk like that, which certainly would illustrate the point. But there's this passage in the Psalms that goes something like, quote, "Why do the heathen rage," and then it goes on, "against the Lord and his anointed," end quote. Now, as at least I understand 32 or more percent of you understand, Christmas is about the birth of Christ, that is, the Lord. And again, there's nothing quite like a Merry Christmas to send the Antichrist-controlled children of disobedience into apoplexy these days. You know, my friends, it did not used to be that way. Believers said Merry Christmas, and non-believers appreciated and welcomed the sentiment, even if they did not subscribe to the doctrines behind it. Now, oh man, if you say Merry Christmas to the wrong person, you're likely to get your nose busted. Yeah, you hear the snarling and their chilled response. I mean, icicles form immediately in the air around you and begin to fall upon you. Watch out. I mean, listen, really, how hard is it to demur to the customs of a gentle people? What's stirring this up? This Antichrist sentiment makes me think of the early days of Hitler's Nazi Germany, when anything and everything Jewish was held up to scorn and ridicule, and expressions of hatred toward them were not only accepted as appropriate, but actually encouraged by the system. I mean, the sheer irrationality of it all is truly bewildering. For example, you might have heard about the passenger who flipped out when greeted with Merry Christmas as he boarded an American airline flight in New York at New York's LaGuardia Airport, bound for Dallas, Texas. Oh yeah, this character got all pushed out of shape when, as he passed through the gate to board the plane, the gate agent cheerfully said, "Merry Christmas," to everyone who passed by her gate, by the way. I mean, in other words, she didn't single this guy out for this verbal assault. And he gruffly rebuffed her, telling her she shouldn't say that because not everybody celebrates Christmas. In response to which, the attendant kindly asked, "What should I say then?" No doubt, if he had said, "Well, say happy holidays," she would have recounted happy holidays or whatever he wanted to hear. But he shouted back, "Don't say Merry Christmas," as he brushed by her and boarded the plane. Well, on the plane, another attendant greeted him with Merry Christmas, and he went into a rage. I mean, that's the word used in the article. Quote, "Don't say Merry Christmas," the man raged, end quote. He would not calm down, though they tried it every way they could, and went on raging until finally the crew had to escort the irrational, raging heathen off the plane. Now, folks, I wonder if this character would have anything at all to say about Saturday Night Live's crude caricature of Christians celebrating Christmas. And the answer is probably not. He would probably chalk it up as free speech, right? He probably wouldn't shout, "Don't crudely misrepresent Christmas," or anything like that. So, you know, it's okay to bash Christians and poke fun at them publicly, and basically we all laugh along with this nonsense to a certain degree. I mean, it is amusing to watch their amuse musings on things they don't understand, taking their shallow, cheap shots, but let someone greet this guy with, you know, all the well-meaning sentiment of a Merry Christmas, and wow, the guy blows a fuse. And then here's another one. And by the way, this is going someplace very interesting, so you got to hang on. Here's a character who self-identifies as an atheist. His thing is to call certain retail stores during the season and bait the representative of the company to say Merry Christmas, and then throw a fit and demand to talk to the supervisor and all that. And here's one example. Customer representative says to this guy, "Is there anything else I can help you with today?" To which the customer replies, "No, that will be all. Thank you." Customer representative says, "Thanks to you for calling. Have a nice day and Merry Christmas." Customer, "What did you just say?" Customer representative, "Thanks to you for calling." And the customer interrupts, "Don't you dare. You said Merry Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm an atheist. Do you know how offended I am?" End quote. And the customer representative says, "I'm really sorry, sir. I didn't mean to offend you." And to which he rejoins, "I want to speak with your supervisor immediately." And the supervisor gets on the line. "Thank you for holding, sir. The agent explained to me what just happened, and I'm really sorry about this occurrence, and I can assure you it won't happen again." And the customer says, "What kind of sick people are y'all hiring? I'm an atheist. Why will you wish me a Merry Christmas?" Supervisor, "Again, sir, I'm really sorry about that, but as it happens, I don't celebrate Christmas either, and I'm not creating a fuss about people telling me Merry Christmas. So suck it up, get a life, and stop calling for this." And you might wonder at that, but you learn that this guy has been had been calling over and over and over again, pulling the stunt repeatedly. Aren't those atheists just lovely people? And you say, "You're lumping all atheists together into a stereotype." Oh, am I doing that? Really? Then my son, a vet, going to college now, aspiring to be a pilot, and working part-time delivering pizzas, delivers a pizza on Christmas Eve, gets a nice tip, and appreciatively says, as he parts, "Merry Christmas." Well, the guy gets all bent out of shape, calls him back, scratches out the tip, and makes some kind of noise about not celebrating Christmas. Boy, he really showed us. I mean, you know, you'd think we were talking about Happy Holocaust or something, you know, that really is offensive. And not, you know, Happy Christ's mission, which was to seek and to save the lost, whose birth was announced by angels with a wish for peace and on earth goodwill toward men. What could be offensive about this? But so the heathen rage. Then I see this long back and forth on a pro wrestling blog. Interesting to me in part because recently a wrestling podcaster followed me on my podcast site, and partly because I was, well, Google searching around for the latest in Christmas bashing for this year's report. And I noticed something as I checked into the cyber universe and discovered that for, well, it comes out to about every one Christian nut job out there who's railing incoherently and irrationally about this war on Christmas, which really comes down to a war on Christians and even more a war on Christ. But anyway, for every one self-identifying Christian who says stuff like, "It's Merry Christmas, you commie," or some other foolish thing of that ilk, I found 20, yeah, I mean it's 20 to 1 sites where the heathen are raging about how offensive it is, how obtrusive it is to their peace and happiness. And these, you know, quote, hypocritical Christians, end quote, are going about like Nazis, insisting we all say Merry Christmas. And Christians are just saying, like, you know, what's the big deal? You can Google Merry Christmas, as I did, take a random sampling of 30 or more of the 100 or more odd sites that where this issue is addressed, and compare them, as I did, and notice that it's about 20 to 1, in fact. And I can't actually find a case, however, where a Christian actually says anything mean, hateful, or outrageous. Now, I did find some cases where non-believers lied and made up stories that did not happen, or grossly exaggerated those that did. I found one non-believer who presented a first-person account with no supporting documentation, claiming a Christian got in his face and screamed at him after he returned a happy holiday greeting in response to that Christian's Merry Christmas, saying to him something like, "It's Merry Christmas, you," and the F-word, something or another. Yeah, you know, seems unlikely to me, but I suppose it is possible. I mean, there are some bona fide whack jobs that call themselves Christians and sport a golden cross around their necks and so on. So it isn't impossible to believe, but it certainly is the exception and not the rule. I mean, really, let's be real. That is unusual. Most of the time, people who self-identify as Christian in a public way don't behave like that, which is the reason, by the way, that when it does occur, everyone goes on and on about what a hypocrite and says things like, "Some Christian he is," or "Some Christian she is." Why? Well, because no one expects that behavior from a Christian. And why is that exactly? Tell me. Huh? Partly, no doubt, it's because we Christians live under the injunction, "Let him that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." So, yeah, anyway, I'm reading these blogs and forums and following these discussions, and it's interesting to me that it's always the foul-mouthed non-believers who go on and on and on as if it's the Christians who are all up in arms about this issue, when it's really the other way around. The Christian voice speaks up in these blogs with stuff like, well, you know, I don't care if someone says happy holidays. I just don't like it when I get beef over saying Merry Christmas. And I think most of us feel the same way. When I get this pushback, when I express my season's greeting, as if I've said something wrong, you know, something that's not politically correct, well, that is annoying. The raging heathen, however, turn it all around and make it out like Christians are pushing their faith on them by simply saying Merry Christmas. Unbelievable. So what about those Christians who express sensitivity to the happy holiday thing? Well, folks, I've been around a while, and I can tell you that the expression happy holiday has been around for a long time. I remember when Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday got along together like eggnog and a piece of Becky's pumpkin pie seated together on our love seat before a warm crackling fire. There was no tension created when someone said happy holidays or when they said Merry Christmas. No one cared. Then one day, some years ago, it all started. Suddenly, it became politically incorrect to say Merry Christmas. At first, we Christians were somewhat confused and perhaps a bit bemused, that is, confused and bewildered, so we just went along our merry way saying Merry Christmas, although I think many began to feel uncomfortable saying it because it seemed to offend people. And Christians like to be liked, like everybody else. And many of them cower to the least pushback against their open expressions of faith and wilt like, what I guess, annuals after their seasons run its course. However, other Christians began preferring Merry Christmas to Happy Holidays even more resolutely as a sort of reaction to this pushback on our favorite season's greeting. Meanwhile, the media and liberal pressure against using Merry Christmas increased, and it became downright hostile to our use of Merry Christmas. Well, we began to be accused of being intolerant, and all sorts of other nonsense got associated with the expression. I mean, here's an example of a real pleasant fellow, you know, who had something to say about all this. Quote, another year, another crazy effing idiot telling you that if you don't say Merry Christmas, you're a socialist, pro-abortion, jobless immigrant. Or at least that's what some people would like you to believe, end quote. Really? Socialist, pro-abortion, jobless immigrant? What, are all of these things despised by this person and that is why he would string them together here? Now, folks, I just don't get it. There's quite a lot of that out there. This is representative of this kind of thing that you'll see a lot of. These are people railing on us for spewing hatred. This is pure spew. I mean, man, this is spew stew. So I searched the internet looking for the Christian who accused anyone of being a socialist, pro-abortion, jobless immigrant for saying happy holidays, and of course, no such person exists. So I broadened my search, looking for any Christian who expressed anything other than reasoned argument, challenging the latest politically correct anti-Christian hostility being stirred up by much of MSM, and religious atheists, by the way, with the rest of the crowd of antichrists, raging heathen, that are organized into groups like Freedom From Religion and all that. But anyway, they began attacking us for saying Merry Christmas long before this became an issue on our part, okay? And after Christians stammered and stuttered trying to figure out what was going on, many began to hold their ground and go out of their way to Merry Christmas, everyone. And then guys like O'Reilly and others, such as moi, began to offer commentary on this cultural development and noticed that it was specifically aimed at Christians. You know, we noticed that Happy Kwanzaa was all right, and open displays of commemoration for Muslim holidays, fine. And, you know, like one report I read of a certain librarian who observed that she could put up displays for Buddha or Krishna or any Muslim holiday without any problem. But she was told, top down, that she could not put up a nativity scene for Christmas. Why? Because that would be offensive to those who do not celebrate Christmas. But, you know, hey, no one is concerned about offending those who do not celebrate Kwanzaa or Buddha or Krishna or Allah. It's okay to offend those people, but don't offend those who have an irrational hatred for everything Christian. Well, my friends, the good news is that according to this article published in the Huffington Post, which is no less a liberal organ than Obama's liver, tells us that Merry Christmas is favored 17-1 over Happy Holidays. And the reason this is good news is that it suggests Christians have not cowered to political correctness on this point, and that the general population seems to not be buying into this latest liberal effort at social cultural engineering. Now, folks, I need to take a break, so let's set up where I'm going with this. This business of social cultural engineering has been going on for a while, and the engineers seem to be decidedly anti-Christian and anti-America as founded. And their champion today is Obama, who declared America is no longer a Christian nation and who seems to, well, we'll get into that some more in a moment. It seems obvious to anyone paying attention that there's an effort afoot to deconstruct Christian America and reconstruct this republic into the image of European secularist states that are virtually all socialist, pro-abortion, and in favor of supporting jobless immigrants. But really, what is the relationship between this trend and what's going down in the arena of race relations in our country? Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Now, what is the relationship between rising tensions in race relations and rising tensions in relations between secularist Americans and Christian Americans? With Americans beginning to feel the squeeze of the Obama curse, aka Obamacare, I thought I'd spend a moment or two on this issue. You know, Obamacare rules pressure doctors to ask patients about their ownership of guns. I remember some years ago, they tried to get this going, and the first time a doctor asked me, and that's not my current doctor, by the way, but when a doctor asked me if I owned any guns, my wits were temporarily stunned, and after a blink or two, I asked, well, what business is that of yours? Planning to rob my house? Har har. When he asked what guns and how many, I stopped him and said, well, let's be clear on this. It's none of your business how many guns I have or where I keep them. He said something about that being a pretty common response around here, quote unquote. Not sure where he was from, where his patients would be comfortable getting all chatty with their doctor about what guns and how many and where they were kept. But I was very gratified that that is not what he experienced around here. Now, back to the premise of the show, which, as you see, I never left. That is, social cultural engineering is behind a lot of what we see developing here in America, and the engineers are anti-Christ and anti-America as founded. And these typically seem to go together, have you noticed? And furthermore, have you noticed how the MSM and Obama and company are purposely stoking racial tensions in this country? I mean, they virtually created this whole issue with Merry Christmas. And now they're virtually creating this racial tension that isn't even there. It's been going on almost from the time Obama began his presidency, you know, with Eric Holder's refusal to prosecute new Black Panther thugs for intimidating voters in 08, then to his intrusion into the Gates arrest in 09, and then his intrusion into the Trayvon Martin case in 2012, and his intrusion into the Ferguson riots more recently, and in each of these cases saying things and taking actions that clearly nobody could expect them to do anything except stoke the fires of racial tension. And this latest case, you know, in the Ferguson riots, you know, where after the decision to not prosecute the officer who happened to be white for defending himself against an attacking thug and a criminal who happened to be Black. And so that grand jury refused to allow the issue to become about a white police officer shooting an unarmed Black kid, right? You heard that over and over and over again coming from the engineers, attempting with all their might to make this a race issue rather than a crime issue. And then Obama comes behind all this saying, quote, for the overwhelming majority of people who just feel frustrated and pained because they get a sense that maybe some communities aren't treated fairly or some individuals aren't seen as worthy of as others, I understand that and I want to work with you, end quote. Now on the surface, this seems fine, but in the context of what's going on here, it's absolutely ludicrous. Why won't Obama simply remark on the facts, the truth of the case? Follow me here. Each time this sort of thing comes up, Obama attempts to use something like this as an opportunity to bring attention to what he considers are legitimate race issues. And that's exactly what the others are doing. Follow along. They are taking occasions like this. You know, where an angry, aggressive, thieving kid attacks an officer and gets shot, and then turn it into an issue about race by making it all about, quote, a white cop kills an unarmed Black kid, end quote, sort of thing. And so this stirs up a large group of people to go into the streets to protest. And to protest what? A thief who was stopped, attacked an officer, and then got shot? Is that what they came out to protest? Because that's what actually happened. No, they used that occasion to go into the streets to protest a white cop killing an unarmed Black man. Think about this. Okay, so these people want to take the occasion of a Black thug, and they're the ones who made race the issue here, of a black thug getting shot when he attacked an officer of the law who happened to be white, and they want to make that a case of racism. Well, look, then the Black Panthers send in their troops, you know, to mingle with the protesters and to stir things up, taking advantage of an opportunity to agitate a riot. They succeed. Many fall in with them, and they end up destroying their own city. So all of these people are taking a situation that has nothing to do with racism or racial issues or race tensions and turning it into a racial, racism, race tension issue. And Obama does the same thing. Every time he speaks to one of these situations, he can't help himself. He must offer or interject a little, quote, I feel your pain, end quote, statement somewhere. And my point is, he's doing the same thing the others are doing. He's using a situation like the Ferguson fiasco to further his cause, which ostensibly is to address real race issues and tensions, but apparently it is to stir up those tensions and foment racial unrest. At least that is clearly the result of his interventions in all of these cases. I wonder if he will have anything to say about the most recent shooting of a criminal who, in this case, actually pulled a gun on an officer and then he got shot. Oh, by the way, since what seems to be the most important facts to mainstream media these days is the race of the parties involved, well, it just so happens that the kid who pulled the gun on the officer was black, and the officer who shot and killed the kid was white. So there you go. And I saw the video, by the way. There's no question about it. The kid drew a gun and pointed it at the officer. But, you know, who cares? Violent protests break out over this because the engineers have established the template. White cop kills black kid. People have a right to riot. It does not matter how many times they're told that this is not the best way to make your voice heard, Obama et al. Every time they come out one way or the other and sympathize with what's motivating their actions, they sympathize with the reason they're rioting and destroying their properties, never pointing out that they don't have a reason, that there is no basis for this behavior, that it doesn't exist in that case. But instead, they suggest sympathy for the motivations and, unwittingly or cleverly, end up supporting the actions. Look, it's foolish to take a case like this and use it to advance their cause. Second, this shows how little of this kind of thing actually occurs. You know, where racism really is what's going on. So that they have to use these kinds of situations to support their cause. And then third, because these people are not stupid, I have to believe that it's done on purpose. That the engineers are at work here. It's all coming from people who want to deconstruct America as founded and reshape it into the image of the European secular humanist mold, which is socialism and oppression of freedom. The protests in Ferguson play into what the engineers are attempting to do. Other developments going on don't play well into that plan, and so they get ignored. Now, here's an example. Did you even hear about the large protest that took place only a few weeks ago in Washington state? Over 1,000 citizens gathered to protest an illegal law in that state, a new expanded gun background check law that, among other things, is so intrusive against our Second Amendment rights, it forbids even loaning your gun to someone. Yeah, I mean, you're not even allowed to hand your gun to a friend to use at a shooting range. That's how stupid this law is, and that's how oppressive these guys are becoming. But anyway, my point right now is that over 6,000 citizens RSVP'd for the event, and over 1,000 actually showed up with their guns on their holsters, open carry, loaded, and then purposely handing their guns one to another, openly flaunting their disobedience to these oppressive, illegal laws. Now, you did not hear about that protest, probably. Now, think about this for a moment. The Ferguson protests, I mean, every human being breathing in America knows about that. And even without the riots, they got all kinds of print and TV coverage. Indeed, there's little question about it. The MSM agitated the riots with their constant white cop killed unarmed black kid mantra. And as you know, it was never about a white cop killing an unarmed black kid. Now, however, the engineers jumped all over that story, because it gave them an opportunity to, well, you decide, to advance their concerns about racial unrest in America or to agitate that unrest. Riots break out, properties destroyed, lives are threatened, people beat up. It's a big mess. Meanwhile, over here in Washington state, 1,000 people show up. And since it seems to be the point of interest today to let us know, you know, exactly how many were white and how many were black and who was white and who was black, it's all about black and white now with these guys, then I'll offer the observation that it was mostly white folk openly carrying their guns loaded, handing them one to another out there in the open, gathered at their state capitol in open defiance against the gun laws of that state recently passed. And you probably never even heard about it until right now from moi, unless you live in Washington State near Olympia. No shots were fired. No property was damaged. A really quiet but determined gathering in serious protest against the violation of their Second Amendment rights. And the media does not want to bring national attention to this. Why? It doesn't fit the engineer's plan. See? But my friend, revolution is brewing. For 1,000 citizens to gather at a state capitol and open defiance against an unconstitutional law infringing upon their right to keep and bear arms, that's pretty out there, all right? MSM might attempt to stick its head in the sand and ignore this, but there is a growing unrest in the belly of this country of people who have had about all they're going to take of this nonsense, this creeping erosion of our constitutional rights. It's going to come to a breaking point, God help us. Now, these protests, such as what happened in Washington, and as the Tea Party movement begins to percolate again and swell up, these protests are not irrational, knee-jerk reactions to imaginary offenses. And apparently that's something the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. These are studious, carefully thought out, and peaceably executed protests. That's how it ought to be, by the way. And whether it goes beyond that is probably entirely up to the officials and how they respond. Some police officers actually joined in the protests, I understand, and some state politicians did sympathize with the protesters' concerns. I wonder if Obama would take a moment to make a statement of sympathy for the perception of these protesters that their government is infringing upon their constitutional rights. May I suggest you do not hold your breath for that one? He only sympathizes with the concerns of rioters destroying their property over imagined violations of their constitutional rights. Well, I've got to close. The engineers are frustrated, I think, because they can't seem to gain the momentum they want. They can't quite get it going, this revolution that they're looking for. You know, America is resilient. Liberty has taught us how to smell tyranny in our government, and we've got the unmistakable whiff of a tyrant in the White House, with many infiltrated into our Congress, and then permeating our state and many of our local governments, but they have not taken all yet. We have withstood them on Christmas, 17-1, and we are ignoring their pitiful, disgusting effort to use thugs like Michael Brown as an occasion to protest racism, which is itself an obviously racist thing to do. Only a dedicated racist would assume that a cop shooting a man who attacked him was a racial issue simply because the cop was white and the criminal was black. Unless they are themselves so deeply immersed in their own racial hatred, they can't reason with any clarity. All right, so we are in a war for our liberties in this country. You need to understand that. We have many tools available to us yet to fight this war without going to arms, and we need to use them. We understand who is our enemy. Obama and his ilk, the progressives in Washington, the liberal establishment media, the public education system, much of our institutions, including the church even, have been either corrupted by progressive lies or compromised by their love of the world and of the praise of men into cowardice or downright defection. But there is a remnant, and there are coals of the love of liberty still burning in the bosom of most Americans, I believe. And my job and yours is to take the poker of God's truth and stir up those embers into a flame. That's my New Year's resolution. What's yours? How about you make it yours to stand with me in this? I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. Call my listener response hotline. Leave a message for me. The number to dial is 1-888-770-8000. Now, from outside the country, or for those who prefer it, you can email me by going to our website at thebrainmassageshow.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.